Okay, so we are learning Shabbos, Mech Shabbos, Chof Am Abeis. We're starting the new parak of Rabbi Likim. Just the last thing I ended off with, that last parak, that Zaza is seaweed. Maybe it's called mildew, maybe that's the right word for it. Mildew, that's what it is. Okay, Zok the new parak. The new parak is in discuss about Hadlakas Neres on Shabbos. We know that you have to light candles on Shabbos because of Shalim Bayis or Oinek Shabbos. Either way, you have to light candles on Shabbos. And the question is, what are you allowed to use for Neiros Shabbos? What type of wicks? First, the Mishnah handles what type of wicks you use, and then the Mishnah will handle what type of fuel you could use. That's the second half of the Mishnah. And the Gemara will explain all these things, what they are exactly. You can't be madlik with lechash. We'll see. That's like a fiber that we just spoke about, the shucha d'arza. It's a type of flax. We'll see in the Gemara. That's a type of silk. That's also a type of fiber that grows together with a willow tree. Hamidbar, type of grass. It's a type of moss that grows on the water. So that's all the type of wicks you're not allowed to use. But loy bezefes, all these wicks you can't use is because it flickers and doesn't light nicely. And the oils you can't use, but loy bezefes, you can't use any tar, loy beshiva, loy beshemen kick. We'll see what these things are. Loy beshemen sreifa. There's a few shots in the world what shemen kick means, we'll see. Loy beshemen sreifa, not a shemen that needs sreifa. Loy bealya, can't use a like fat from a tail. Loy bechelev, other type of fats. You're allowed to use chalev that was cooked. You can't use any chalev, even if it's mavushal, because basically if it's mavushal, if it's melted, that's the chanoch amadi said it's regular oil. No, so Chacham said, no, no matter what, it's like a light plug, you can't use any type of fat for lighting. It doesn't light well. That shaman doesn't really chap. The reason these things, all these type of fuels, they don't chap the wicks, and therefore, it's a problem of using them. Now the Gemara is going to discuss all these things, what they are. What are they? Zok to Gemara. What's a lechesh? Lechesh is shucha d'arza, which means, like we said before, that a certain type of tree, a cedar tree, has a bark, and in between the and we'll say a second. It means first of all, it means a bark of a cedar tree. Fake the Gemara. Shucha d'arza eitz ba'amu. It's eitz ba'amu. It's a piece of wood. That's not a wick. So it means the fibers that are found in between the bark and the tree, you're not allowed to use that for Neiros Shabbos because they flicker. What's chaisin? So it's like the psoilis of the pishton, of the flax, like the little pieces that fall out of the flax when you comb it. That's the more I thought right now chaisin means. Omle Abaya Vahaksiv Vahaya Chaisin Lanairis, that the Chaisin will turn into Nairis. So you see clearly that the Chaisin in the Mishnah can't be Nairis because it says Vahaya Chaisin Lanairis. Machlal, the Chaisin Lanairis. Elam Abaya Kitana the Dayik. You know what Nairis is? It's tongues of flax. But it's not Loinofitz, it's not combed out yet. It still has the garbage inside it. And that stops it from lighting nicely. And Pshan the Pasuk, Vayachosen Lenoiris means, Vayachosen, which means the tongues of good flax turned into Noiris, turned into the Psylus. That's how you learn the Pasuk. Attack of two things. Zog to Gemara Vayit, it says in Mishnah Loibe Kalach, Omar Shmuel, Shaltinu Lechon Nechusi Yama, Va'amri, they explain Va'amri Li, Kol Chashmei. What it is kolcha. It's kolcha. That's what these things are. And it's like these type of things that grow on stones and you can turn it into psilis. You can turn it into thing. Maybe someone said it's like a hyssop, like that type of thing. That's what kolcha means. No, it means gushkura. It means type of psilis of silk. That's what it means. Klach means like the junky parts of the silk. What comes out, the garbage that comes out of the silk when you make silk. So the machlokes is if it's gushkara, or which is a silk type of thing, or it's kolcha. It wasn't handled this side that it's silk. Rav and Vabaya of Yosef Kamei the Rabbanon Nechemya. Rav and Vabaya was sitting in front of Rabbanon Nechemya learning. Achui the Resh Glusa, the brother of Resh Glusa. Chazi Dav Lovish Metachsa. They saw that he was wearing a nice bekacham, a taksa. It was made out of silk. Amalei Rav Abaye, hainu klach latnan. What he's wearing, that's klach. Amalei. So Abaye said, no, I don't call that klach. I call that nan shira paradna kriyle. I call that shira paradna. Basically, Abaye was saying the klach is something else. Klach is more inferior. That's called shira paradna. Meisvei. So Ravin said that what he was wearing is the klach. Meisvei hashirayim vaklach vasirikim chayom titzis. It says in the Braisa that Shirayim and Klach and Tzrikim, Shirayim is a silk beged, and Klach, which is another type of silk, another type of silk, Vasirikim and Tzrikim are all chayiv in tzitzis. Now, also a type of silk thing. Now, what's the chiddush of chayiv and tzitzis? Rashi speaks out that even though it's not semer, maybe you think only a beged at semer or pishtin's chayiv and tzitzis. Kamash lo, these things are chayiv and tzitzis. So, what do you see in this Braisa? That Shirayim and Kolach are two different things. They're not the same thing. Shirayim and Kolach are not the same thing. So how can you say, how can Ravin say that what he was wearing, his silk bekacha he was wearing, was Kolach? Tziyufta, Tzakasha Ravin. So the Gemara, by the same way, can answer, Shira l'chod, Shira paradna l'chod. Shirayim and Shira paradna are two different things. And Kolach is really Shira paradna. It's a different type of silk, and that's what he was wearing. And therefore, it's not a kasha on Ravin. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Explain the Mishnah Vaita. It says the Mishnah Vaita, Lei Pesila Se'idon. What does Pesila Se'idon mean? Gemara says it means Achvina. It means willow trees, branch, like the fibers that are found on the willow tree branches. Ravim Va'abaya Ve'ka'ozlu Be'pakta De Tamrisa. They were walking in the plateau of Tamrisa. Chazinu L'hanu Arvisa. They saw these aravas, these willows. Only a Rav Labaya, Hainu Idan Natan. That is Idan that we have in our Mishnah. So Abaya answered back, Omalei, Ahi Eitz Balmu. That's not a wick. That's a tree. Kolav. He peeled it off. Achvali Amnisa Deveni Beni. He showed him the fibers that are in between the bark and the tree. And that's the type of wick. And still, it's not good for Shabbos. The Mishnah is further. Vloy Psilas Hamidbar. What's that? That's Shavra. A type of grass that grows in the Midmar. Then it says, it's not the greens that are on the Mayim, Mahi. What's the Yeroika Apnei HaMayim that was saying it's not a good wick? If it's this like seaweed or stuff like that grow on, you know, in the water. If you can't use at all, try to make it a wick or fall apart right away. Can't be a havmina, that would be a shiloh of a wick. Elamar Papa, Uchmasa da Arba. Talking about the moss that grows on the ships, and that can be made into a wick. And the Mishnah teaches us it's not a good wick. Tana, Luntan Abraisa, Hasifa Aleim, Shel Tzemev, Shel Seyar. The Abraisa says that we are moistening more things that are no good for wicks on Shabbos, a wool wick made out of wool, or wicks made out of hair. So the Gemara, Tanan Didon, why didn't they mention those two? Pashut, because Sema Michvetz Kovetz. When you burn it, it just doesn't burn at all. It just gets like constricted. It gets smaller. That's what happens when you try to burn wool. It doesn't burn well. Seyar Echruchim Mikruch. And here, burns off in a second. It doesn't last at all. So therefore, you don't have to tell us that you can't use it as a wick. It doesn't really work. It practically does not work as wicks. Now the Mishnah goes by to talk about different type of fuel they now use for wicks on Shabbos. Beloiv is zephes, you can't use tar, and it says beloiv is shaiva, you can't either use wax. Talk to Gemara, zephes, what's zephes? Zifta, that's tar. Shaiva is kirusa, this is a type of wax. Talk to Gemara, ad tano, ad kam, psul psilas, until here. Until we got to here, until Eureka was psul of wicks. After that, it's psul of different fuels. Right, the Gemara Pshita, it's Pashut. It's Pashut. Look, read the Mishnah. We know you're not making a wick out of Zephas, out of Tar. So Gemara Shaiva Srichalei. Mao, the Tamer, you would think, Lipsilos Namele Chazo, you can't use it either Lipsilos. You can't use wax for a wick. Kamashlon, you can. Now, what does it mean exactly? So, the Ran is Mefarish, and it seems like Tosfos Rashi agreed to that. That what it means is like this, that our wax candles, the way we have it, that is mutter to use. even though you're using the wax as fuel, but since it's created in as a wick, therefore it's mutter, because the wax surrounds the wick, and that's fine for Shabbos. And that's the read the Gemara. You can use it as a wick. You can use it, if you use it with a derech of a wick, then it's mutter to use that, and it's not a problem of using that as fuel. It just means you can't stick a wick into like a liquid wax. That is no good. But if it's a candle, then it's fine. Omer Rami bar Avin, itrina, something called itrina, which is type of tar, is psulta zifta. It's the junk of tar. So therefore it has the din of tar. Shaiva psulta dovsha. Wax is the psilus of honey. You just make wax out of honeycombs. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference to us? Like where it comes from? So Gemara, l'mekach umemka. L'mekach umemka. Nafkamina is like this. He tells someone, I'm selling shaiva, I'm allowed to give him chalas devash. Or if I'm selling him tar, I'm allowed to give him itram. Because these things are from that family, and that's what it's teaching us, that that's where it comes from.